So today we're going to talk about the next way to lift someone else up. And it is a very practical way. One that almost doesn't need to be mentioned, but it needs to be mentioned because we often forget about it. And that is to offer prayer and help. There's almost no better way to lift someone up than to lift them up in prayer. If you lift someone up in prayer, just that alone is the discipline, the love of lifting someone up. And with that is help. Let's go back to that slide. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 2, "For I know your eagerness to help, and I have been boasting about it to the Macedonians." Notice how he is modeling encouragement. "Telling them that since last year, you in Achaia were ready to give. Your enthusiasm has stirred most of them to action." What's fascinating about this is that this is that time when there was prayer for the famine in Jerusalem. This is that time when there is a gift that is going to be given. And we see Paul talking about others positively, about their sharing. But it was about help. You know, when someone gives to Christian Leaders Ministries, to Christian Leaders Institute and the college and this network, it is powerful encouragement because the staff of Christian Leaders Ministry is working hard every day. But when someone notices that they are supporting the giving of scholarships and free ministry training and low-cost credentials, it is so encouraging. You know, prayer is, I want to go back to that real quickly before we end this session. Prayer is the lifeline of encouragement for three reasons. First, when you pray for someone, their person in presence comes into your heart and your mind, and you commune to God with that person in mind. And often the Holy Spirit brings something to your mind on how maybe it's something negative between you and you need to forgive and you need to talk with them. But many times it's something very positive. So that's first of all, their person comes into your mind in prayer. Secondly, you can pray specifically for them. And I believe God answers prayers specifically for them. And the third thing is it changes your attitude about them for you as a person. So when you lift someone up in prayer, you begin loving them more. The very act of praying is a powerful flame that creates in your heart more love for them. Now, what about someone who has really hurt you? You know, I've talked before about my second grade teacher, and it's interesting. Through prayer later on in life, I may share that she was very negative, but I had bitterness when I was younger toward her. And now I realize that she had a difficult life and she needed my prayers. I needed to forgive her. So prayer is a powerful thing when it comes to learning how to build others up. So really, as we conclude this teaching today, who comes to mind that you need to pray for? Who comes to mind that you need to spend an hour just reflecting on them? You know, when we talk about listening, active listening is reflecting on the other person. Active prayer is also with God reflecting on another person. When you intercede for somebody else, that is a powerful form of encouragement. So there is a spiritual dimension to encouragement. It is prayer. It is sharing with them. You know, I should mention one more thing, this concept of sharing with them. Sometimes the act of sharing is a powerful act as well, where you share your food or you share some money with someone, even somebody in your church, and you notice something. All of those ways are powerful and spiritual ways of lifting someone else up. Until next time, may God grant you a prayerful engagement with someone who needs your encouragement.